Is that Lamed Ches?
But we were a bit lazy yesterday, so we're still on Lamed Zayin.
At the Hilchos Mishnah, Shor Shel Hedyot, Shenagat Shor Shel Hekdesh, Veshel Hekdesh, Shenagat Shor Shel Hedyot, Patur. Because the Torah says, Vechigof Shor Ish at Shor Re'ehu, as we've seen very early on in the Sefer, all of the discussion of the dinim of the Mazikin are built around the idea of a man and his friend, not man and the institution of Hekdesh. Therefore, the dinim of a Shor of a Hedyot that damages Hegdesh, or a short Hegdesh that damages Hedyot, is outside of the dinim of Nezikin, and that's not the way that we develop society between men and Hegdesh, and therefore none of these dinim apply. Now, what about the implications of Re'ehu in terms of friendship for Re'ehu in terms of culture? Re'ehu means Re'ehu b'mitzvot, Re'ehu in a way of life. So indeed the din is that a shor shall Yisrael shall not have to shor shall Kanani is potter. If Re'eh, apparently it means, I mean, the censor, by the way, changed, that was changed for the censor to Kanani. It certainly didn't say Kanani originally. It said in Nochri. So if the damage was done to a non-Jew, that's not called Re'ehu, and the din of social development is not meant to include Akum. By the way, you'll notice that the dinim of Avodah Zarah that are included here in Seder Nezikin are something that are defined initially socially. But the whole Masechta does not discuss Avodah Zarah until the very end. It discusses what the din is of dealing with goyim, if they have shalakum and so on. Because again, the focus is the structure of society here, not the dinim of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, here too, the Torah does not include Kedanim in the Seder of society. And because of that, you would assume that the opposite is also the case, that a shor of a Kanani, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, would be potter, just like a shor shel Hekdesh, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, is potter. However, surprisingly, the Mishnah says, that Shor Kanani, Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, is always chayef. Bein Tam, Bein Muad is always chayef, which is very inconsistent. It would pay Nezik Shalom. The Gemara is going to ask how we get away with this inconsistency. Mamarashov, either Re'eo is indeed meaningful in exclusive to Nochri, or it's not. But first of all, you'll recall that we had before the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who learned that the Re'ehu is only Memayit Hegdesh from Tashlumim, and not vice versa. On the contrary, it's Memayit the Hedyot from the Ptur of the Dinim of Tam, to Pechatz and Ezek. And it says to him that this Din of Tam, where this appears, King of Shoriz and Shoriz, where we say Chatzinetzek, Vechatzuet Kaspa, is only a din where you're between people. But if one of the parties is Hegdesh, then you don't get off in damaging Hegdesh by paying only Chatzinetzek. In which case, our Mishnah is the Lokrib Shemim Menasya. To tell you, Shor Shalat Yot Shinagat Shor Shalat Yot Vishalat Yot Shor Shalat Yot Patur, which is like our Mishnah. So across the board, we don't include Hegdesh in the Zikin, Shinamar, Kihigov Shor Ish et Shor Re'eu, which means Velo Shor Shel Hekdesh. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is on the contrary. Shor Shel Hekdesh and Agag Shor Shel Hedyot is indeed potter, but Shel Hedyot and Agag Shor Shel Hekdesh? Bein Tam, Bein Buad, Bishalem Nezek Shalem. Ask the Gemara, how is that consistent to the Drosh? Amrim, I could suffer Rabbi Shimon. I mean, either Rabbi Shimon holds that Re'ehu is Dafka, and if Re'ehu is Dafka, you go in both directions. So Afil Shel Hedyot and Agag Shel Hekdesh is potter. And if Re'ehu is Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean literally it has to be a friend as opposed to Hegdesh, so then it should include the other way around where Hegdesh is no Gehekwe Hedyot, it should also be Chayev. But where do you get off with this weird compromise in Re'ehu? That Re'ehu excludes Hegdesh not from your Tashlumin, but Adarabba, from pottering you on Tam. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, actually he holds Re'ehu means Dafka. And the din is that the Hegdesh is not included. The only reason that Hedyot, that's Nogeach Hegdesh, pays Nezek Shalim is because we have a Kal Vachomer that tells me to pay. So that Enoch Inami, the Torah, removes, Re'ehu removes the din of normal Tashlumi. And now we look at the Kal Vachomer, Mishum Dabaita, the Kal Vachomer, the Hedyot. And we say like this, if a Hedyot, Shenagach Shaladyot Chayav, so certainly if a Hedyot is Nogeach Hegdesh, I mean, don't you need to have more responsibility towards Hegdesh than you do towards a Hedyot? So for sure you should pay. And therefore you should be Chayim Nezek Shalem. How could you say therefore you should be Chayim Nezek Shalem? The Kal Vachomer is built around the din of what it would be the head yod. So then, Dayal Avomina din liot ki nidon. I mean, you're learning it out from a head yod with Bala Halan, Tam Chatzi Nezek. That's the most you could derive. That's literally Kal Vachomer where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spits at her 14 days. Let's double it. Well, where are you going to get that from? You're learning it out of head yod, so you're stuck with the din of head yod. So, Bala Halan, Tam Chatzi Nezek. So what is the logic of Rav Shimon ben Menasya's position? Therefore, there must be another approach. Elo Amrei Shlokish, actually, the way to understand this is like this. Hakol Hayu B'Klal Nezek Shalem. Initially, if I wouldn't have had the strange posik that tells me that the din of Shor is split into two parts, I would have only had the story of Ashar Hamuad. And I would have assumed that all Shvar Mamuah doesn't say, yeah, like everything else, the Shvar Regal, the Shvar Shane. I mean, I would have thought Karen is no different. Comes along now, it doesn't say a word, by the way, when it comes to Muah, not a word about Re'ehu. Nothing like that. Okay, so then it means everybody is Chayev Nezek Shalem, right? Whether you're a Tam or whether you're Muah. Now we introduce a new pasuk, and we say, but if this is a first-time offender and who hasn't been Muah, and it's Re'ehu, which is Gabei Tam, and only the Gabei Tam. So therefore, Kishipirei Tachakatuv Re'ehu Gabei Tam, it's telling you that only Re'ehu do we say that Tam is Mishalem Chatzin Ezek. But when it comes to Hegdish, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Mishalem Ezek Shalem. Because what are you going to say? That now that we find by Tam, we're going to exclude Hegdish completely? That's crazy. If that's the case, tell me the bigger Kiddush that we exclude Ezek completely from the Zikin by Muad. Clearly, we don't exclude Hegdash, because when it says by Muad, the dim of Tashlumin does not exclude Hegdash. And you can't have a Hegdash that's Porter Lagamre from Tashlumin and Tam, because the din of Muad is that it always adds to the feeling of Tam. If that Shar was a Shar Nagachov, it's Moshe Shom, then add this to that, right? But if you're telling me that, well, really, that way we have to say Rehehu cuts across the board that you're Porter if you damage Hegdash too, then if we come out with a ridiculous inconsistency. So if you're telling me that in Muad, Hegdash is, you're chayah for damaging Hegdash, and you must be chayah for damaging Hegdash for Tom also. So why does it say Re'ehu by Tom? Only to tell me that this special halacha thing, only Chatzinezik, does not apply to something that's not Re'ehu. Because if you learn it anyway, that you're potter from Hegdash, in Keinichtav Karalai Re'ehu Gabi Muad, why doesn't it say that Hegdash, you're potter from damaging Hegdash, even if the Shor is a Muad, since you can't add now to the Piyuvim of Tom? So clearly, and that's a bigger Kiddush, clearly, that can't be the explanation. Therefore, Tainiz Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Adarabba, you're more chayev for Hegdash than you are for Re'ehu. That's what it's telling me. The din of Muad defines all Shvarim when it comes to Hegdash, and there's a special ptur when you damage Re'ehu, that if it's a Tam, we let you off Chatzin Nezek. Shor Shai Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shal Kenani Patur. Now, this is also so inconsistent. Ami Mamanav Shal. I Re'ehu Dafka. I mean, if you're telling me Re'ehu excludes a non-Jew, so then it should work in both directions. If a non-Jew damages a Jew, he should be potter, because he's not part of the social contract. So it goes in both directions, right? So then a Kenani, ki nagab the Yisrael, nami li pater. And if you hold Re'ehu, it doesn't mean Re'ehu is opposed to a non-Jew. That's lav dafka. So then it should work in the other direction also. Then even a Yisrael, ki nagab the Kenani, it should say, the Nochri, should be chayav like all other cases. So you have to make up your mind, but it's certainly outrageous to have it's something that you've decided, you know, well, it's a good idea. Let the non-Jews pay the Jews and let the Jews be punked. I mean, that's absolutely outrageous. How can you say such a thing? If you're trying to tell me the Torah really would tell us a halacha like that. Omer Rebbe Avu, Omer Kro, the truth is that Re'ehu excludes both directions. In other words, a Jew that damages a Nochri is no different than a Nochri damaging a Jew, and a Nochri is not chayef for damaging the Jew either. Now, the question is, so how did we get the idea that we are able to determine, but on our own, let's take money from the non-Jew and force it into a stricter concurrence with our vision of a one-way social contract in which you live with special laws? So how do we come up with the Nuremberg laws in the dinim of treating an offering? Says Rabbi Avu, because it says in Habakkuk, Amad vayamoded eretz, ra'a vayater goyim. What does this mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu stood and measured the earth, saw, meaning he saw something about what it was that he measured, and he was yater goyim. Well, what does that mean?
The ra'a must mean, says Rabbi Avu, that he was modeid eretz is a lashon of, okay, let's try to get some results in from this little experiment. So he writes down his first results. First results he doesn't like. Why? Because ra'a sheva mitzvot shekiblu aleihem b'nei Noach, and apparently they haven't been keeping those mitzvot. So kiman shelo kimo, when he saw they were not mekayim, the sheva mitzvot, so then vayater goyim, so he was mater their momon liyisrael. So in other words, that became now the first stage in which he said, look, there are obviously various levels. We're reaching towards greater complexity, which is Yisrael. We would have included Akum, because that's what the Sheva Mitzvot and Benedach are all about, but since they don't keep them, so Mamela, they can be used by a higher life form, and therefore, obviously it doesn't mean you can walk over and take their money. I mean, Gezel Akum is awesome. But this Tosis points out, it means, in other words, that you have the right to determine the social place of these Nochri. So if they're going to be part of your society, then it has to be in terms of recognizing the value of higher life forms. There's a beautiful Pirush HaMishnayos in the Rambam that says, look, I mean, we're going to see the Gemara is going to talk about the way that the Goyim related to this, but they actually... The UN is not going to go over. The Gemara talks about what happens when the UN sends people to examine the Torah to see whether they have stuff like this. The Rambam, very interesting Rambam, he uses the lashon of mikumim, at least in the translation. I always thought mikumim was an Israeli word, and I talked this morning. He says, the meaning of this mission, he says, the truth is, for me to explain this requires sefer b'fnei atzmo. That's his lashon. Because I have to explain to you the nature of higher development in the organization of the world, which would take a book. At that time, it would have taken a book. But he says, the point of the mission is, you have to learn not to be a liberal. Not to be a liberal. He says, in the same way that you are not mikomein, why aren't you mikomein? Why don't you get up and go and demonstrate against the fact that we eat meat? What do those poor animals do? You don't, because you recognize that evolution is all about higher complexity. So you have to understand that lower development humans do not really deserve the name human on the same level, and therefore you have a right under these systems to not keeping the fundamentals of humanity, so you have a right now to incorporate them the way you want. But anyway, I'm telling you that's the mission, but I got to write a book about this. Right? So he says, Kishem Shalom Mikomem Otcha. Of course, little did he know. Adarab. Absolutely. No, it's only on the Ummah B'Klal. It's not on individuals. I don't know whether this was for censorship purposes. I assume it was, but the Miri has a whole discussion that this means that if you find an enlightened Ummah that does keep the Sheva B'nei Mitzvot in it, and it follows the Datot, and of course this doesn't apply, but that's the typical, you know, write-off for the censor. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have another Mikor. It says, Hofia Mehar Paran. So it means, Hashem Yisinai Bav, Zarak Miseyem Hama, which that means that the Goyim rejected the Torah. So he gave them an opportunity. They didn't take it. Hofia. Hofia means he exposed their mama. And now you decide when you want to take it. Tanya Amihochi, Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shal Nochri Patur, Shor Shal Nochri, Shenagach Shor Shal Yisrael, Bintam Bengun Mishan Bezik Sholeim. And here the bright actually includes the limudim that the Amoraim figured out on their own. Shenemar, Amad Vayimoded Eretz, Ra'a Vayater Goyim, and furthermore, Ve'omer Hofia Mihar Paran. Why do we need the and furthermore, my Ve'omer? V'chitem, and maybe you'll say that the Pesuk of Amad Vayimoded Eretz, Miboy Leilel Krev Masno, Kerev Yosef, we're going to see that there's two other drashot that are learnt from the Pesuk of Amad Vayimoded Eretz. And therefore, Toshma, Hofia Mihar Paran, Miparan Hofia Mamonom LeYisrael. If it wouldn't be for the Tosfos in other sugya, I would have suggested, because anyway you've got a problem, Hofia Mihar Paran is certainly a davar that we'd rather bring because it's the Uraita. I mean, to bring a raya from Habakkuk. I mean, why would we want to bring a raya from Habakkuk? So you tell me, because maybe I would use it for something else. I mean, you should ask me, if you have this posik, what are you going to Habakkuk for? There's got to be some kind of value in the posik of the Vayater Goyim above and beyond Hofia Mihar Paran, right? So I would have suggested that the difference is that Hofia is only that you were showed where the moment is. Now you have to figure out ways that it's consistent and correct to take that moment. Masha'inkein Omad Vayater Goyim tells me that it's like Hefker. So that it would be mashma that you could take, even if it isn't so moral and so on. Whatever, yeah, I mean, obviously it involves the question of whether Gezalak and Mismutter also, but that's the problem. That's the deal with you. It leaves to anger. Doesn't understand. If you're going to say Gezalak and Mismutter, so none of this makes any sense. Because what if we're bringing to? Therefore, Kamashman of Fiam Yarbron. Fine. Yeah, Machorav, Re'ehu, we apply across the board, like we did earlier, right? It's like Re'ehu. So anyway, what is this Rav Yosef Ramasa, please? Let's start with Ramasa. Say we might have needed it for Ramasa. What did Ramasa say? Well, he had a completely different interpretation of the whole idea of Amad Vayamad, there it's Rabbi Atar Goyim. He says, when it says Ra'a, indeed you're right, Ra'a means Ra'a Shema Mitzvot, it's Tavu Alein, but in Ra'ach, Velo Kimum, Amad Vayater Goyim does not mean he gave away their mama. It means Vayater Goyim Amad Vihigla Otam Yalad Matam, they lost their rights to their countries. So they lost their independence, they went into Galut. Umay Mashma, the I Vayater Lashon Degudu Yehu. How do you see the word vayater meaning galut? Because k'tiv echa vayater goyim, or k'tiv hatam, it's strangely enough, when it's talking about the shratzim of the oath, what type of locusts can you eat? The ones that have over here, asher lo kra'ayim, mimal, raglev, linater behem ala aretz. And what's that linater behem? The targum of that is that it means vayater, matarget lekafza behon ala aretz. It jumps. So that means amat vayater means he jumps them around, so he puts the moves around the chessboard or the pieces on the board from one place to another. And Rav Yosef, his drasha was like this. Don't Rav Yosef, Amad Vayamoded Eretz Ra'a Mara'a. I also agree it's Ra'a Sheva Mitzvah Shekiko Elei Meneinah Lo Kimum. Amad Vihitira Vayater means he was Matir to Sheva Mitzvah Meneinah. What? Man, that's great. You mean we can get away with the Tariq Mitzvah too? Just don't keep them. And then Akash Baruch will decide, the heck with it already. You know, that's wonderful, no? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to just get out of everything? You mean Itgar Mitgar? You mean it's you can just get you can get reward for doing things wrong. And the angels, Akash Baruch will say, okay, fine, you don't like it, do whatever you want. In Kei Matzino Chotei Yiskar, that's pretty good news. Amar Maya Derivana, Lomar Shafilu B'Kaimimo Tarein Mekabli B'Layim Sachar. Doesn't mean that he's not going to hold you responsible. God will hold you responsible, but you're not going to get anything out of doing it. I mean, is that true? Valova, Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer Minayin Shefilo Noch Rivi Osei Petorah Shehu Kukohen Gadol, says Rabbi Meir, how do we know that even a non-Jew who is Osek in Torah and becomes a great man, that he's as great as the Kohen Gadol, as Nicholas, Lefnaim, Lefnim, and so on, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, Ushmartem et chukotayv et mishpataya asher yaser otam ha'adam v'chayv, and any human being. Does it say, asher yaser otam kohanim v'viim v'yisraelim? That's not what it says. It says Adam. Adam, Pamarat Afil Nochri, this teaches you any human being. Doesn't even have to be Jewish. Fish that is Osek with Torah, Areo Kikoin Gadol. And you're saying you don't get any Sakhar. If you don't get any Sakhar, that would mean that there wouldn't be any human development either. Because that itself is Sakhar. And as you're becoming an Adam Sholem, that is Sakhar. So the child can say, Eim Kabel Noem Sakhar.
This world.
But in this world, it's that whatever you are, if Lamaisa, this is meaningless, it doesn't give you anything. There's no Sakhar, it's meaningless. Elamai is saying it's meaningful. So if it's meaningful, so how can that be meaningful across the board? There's no arbitrary and accidental Sakhar. This is real. There's, yeah, what bigger benefit is there? But Tosu says, I'll talk about that. Okay, Ramonti brought up the question, why doesn't it say that since it says Asher Yaseh Otam Ha'adam V'Chaybahem, that Adam by definition means Yisrael, because it says Adam Atem. Which were derish aten kriyim adam, hein akum kriyim adam. The Rabbi Otam is machalic between Adam and Ha-Adam. Not Adam atem, but Ha-Adam, the Ha-Adam. So then why doesn't it say over here, Adam lo ne'amar el Ha-Adam? Why does it say the Torah Levi'im? Yisrael Levi'im, right? That's a good question. So because he brings up as many cases, he brings very beautiful examples of where Adam obviously would actually, in the context of the Pasuk, clearly is referring dafka to Akum. And he explains that if you can use Adam in the sense of meat breed, Mr. Earthman, so Mr. Earthman, so if you're talking about a kind of Baruch Hu vis-a-vis humans, then Adam is simply a way of saying you nothing. But where you're talking about, so you can't just say Adam lo ne'ema. So what you're saying is ha-Adam in the sense of the ultimate Adam. So then, I mean, and we know that that could refer somehow, because the only time it says that Yisrael is Dafka is Adam, not as Adam. In which case, I have to say, Kohanim Levi'im Yisrael. Okay, but that's already also, again, the interrelationship of Adam to Yisrael. But in any event, According to Rabbi Meir, clearly you get Zachar, and you're saying that Amad Vayater Goyim means that the Goy could never get anything out of doing the mitzvahs, and that's not true. Amrit doesn't mean you don't get Zachar at all. Emek Abuim Alem Zachar means Kibitzuve Vaoseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I don't give a damn. You do it, you don't do it, do whatever you want. Now, obviously, if you do it, it's going to do something for you, but you're a volunteer. You're just, I'm not telling you what to do anymore. I don't care. So if I don't care, so then that means you don't get the Zachar of a Mitzvah Vyosa. Mitzvah Vyosa has to respond to a Tzivoy. I'm not giving you a Tzivoy anymore. If you're smart enough to figure life out for yourself, so you'll do it. So obviously you'll get something out of it. But being a volunteer is never as good as doing something because it needs to be done. So you'll get Zachar, but not like a Mitzvah Vyosa, you'll get Zachar because you ain't a Mitzvah Vyosa. Yomer Rabbi Chanina, Gadol HaMitzvah Vyosa, Yotemi Mishayin HaMitzvah Vyosa. Someone who does something because he is so commanded to do is greater than one who volunteers to do something for himself. Tana Rabbanan, the Braita says, V'kvashelchav malchut romi. The Romans actually sent Shnei Sardiotot Eitzachachmei. So they sent two representatives to examine the Torah to see whether indeed it needs to be censored. And they were going to check it out. So they sent a mission. And they said to them, Limdunu Toratchem. Okay, we want a rapid course in the Torah. So he says, I thought you're not allowed to teach Goyim Torah. So it could be they joined a Geirut class. So they said they want to become Geirim. Or they had no choice. It was the government's fault. They couldn't say no. Yes, but that's not what we're talking about, obviously, right? Koru v'tonu v'shonu v'shosho. So they had to go through the whole Torah, and then they went to the Torah Shemitzah, and they went through the Torah Shemal Peh, and they chazered over. And amazing. I mean, no, really is amazing. B'shat Ptira, listen to what they said. B'shat Ptiratan. When they were going back to Rome, Amrulam, look, Dikdaknu b'kol Toratchem, we've examined the consistency of your entire Torah, and we have to admit it's all highly consistent. V'yemetu, chutz b'dover, that is one thing that's completely inconsistent. Shatemo, and it's very interesting, they did not object to the moral implications, they objected to the halacha, like the Gemara itself objected. There's one thing that is non-consistent. Shatemo rimshon shal Yisrael, shenaga shor shal Knani pot, shal Knani shenaga shor shal Yisrael, beitam be'imun v'shan nezik shalai. Doesn't make any sense. B'mon efshach. Irei eyu dafka. These guys were already talking about yeshiva broch. B'mon efshach. So if you hold Rehehu is dafka, that's amazing. I mean, these must have been awfully smart people. But I mean, but it comes to show you that, you know, if you're coming for it, you want to get it, you can get it in a fast course. What's the big deal? So you see, I mean, if you hold Rehehu is dafka, so then now feel Kanani Kinagar of Yisroel should also be potter. Irehehu lav dafka feel Yisroel Kinagar of Kanani also should be chayev. But we're not going to squeal on you. We're not going to tell. Because, I mean, you know, we see already you're good guys. We don't have-
it's amazing that they chopped the nature of halacha. They were not in the least bit concerned about the morality of it.
How do we see that that's the...
They said that. What's the makor? But it never occurred to them for a moment that it's all arbitrary. You do what you want. And once they saw the Torah, they saw it's emes. So they said, well, we're going to tell the government. They won't understand the cloud. They'll think it's some kind of arbitrary thing. But we don't understand the makor.
Rashi says they didn't want to tell them the pasuk. Avamad vayater goyim. Because that they thought was pretty dangerous. So, okay, these are things I understand. Maybe you were nichshal, but to say we have a sock across the board that they were afraid to tell them. They didn't tell them this. It's very interesting. Yerushalmi in our parak has a whole different story in which they came and they said that there's two things that are inconsistent. They didn't say that this was inconsistent.
No,
because Dafka, they were explained. And they didn't object to it. So the two things that were consistent in the Yerushalmi were the fact that the Mandiomar holds a Gezalakum is mutter, and the fact that you're not allowed to be miyaleh a goy. But a goy could be miyaleh to Bas Yisrael, but not a Bas Yisrael to Rakusi. So that's the Lashon over there. And because of that, it says on the spot, Rav Gamliel Beis Dino made a takona that you're not allowed to take money illegally from an akum, and they have all the protection of law because of Chil Hashem. Miyal, that was a Chil Hashem. But anyway, they said, look, well, we're not gonna talk about it. Afal Pekin, says the Gemara, this is like straight out of Star Wars. As they walked back towards Rosh Hashanah, they didn't get to Rosh Hashanah before they forgot everything that took place, and they came back with a completely empty mind. They were blank.
And they
We're certainly not going to trust them about the guarantees, what they're going to talk about or not. Yeah, the old memories after, right? Or these are not the droids they're looking for. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Okay, so those memory wipers are great, let me tell you. Fine. So continue this Gemara. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda shkiva leparta. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda lost a daughter. So the Rabbon had said to Ula, let's all go together to be Menachem Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. So now Ula, who was learning at Eretz Yisrael and who did not like his friends who were from Bavel, and he felt these people from Bavel are just a bunch of, modern Orthodox people. They're looking for, always looking for, why God is wrong and we could have done things better and why me and all, but he doesn't like that approach. So he says, my itli gabi nachmata the bavloi. Well, I'm supposed to go with a bunch of guys from Brooklyn, actually, the west side. I should go now to be Menachem Avel. The Gidufu Adamri, they sit there talking apikursis the whole time. They always have a drusha to say. That's the modern thing. They always say a drusha. So they walk in and they'll say, no, what can you do? My Shalom, what can you do? In other words, if you had something to do, then you have a better idea than God has, right? What can you do? But he's stronger than I am. I would have liked to join your side. Yeah, what can you do? Hey, crazy. But if you could do something, of course we should do it, So I'll go on my own. Okay. We'll give him a taste of reality therapy over here in their Nechama. So he goes by himself. So he's got his own speech. He says, look, it says, Vayomer Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says a lie is in the Pasuk, but obviously for quoting, we say Hashem said to Moshe. Moshe says Hashem said to me. Al tatzar et Moab, va'al titgar ba milchama, ki lo yitein l'meretzo, Yerusha, etc. Now, I ask you, why does Moshe have to be told not to make a war? I mean, what, he would have come up with the idea to make a war if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to make a war. I mean, so just don't say anything. Don't say yes. Don't say no. Why do you have to warn him? Don't. V'chima alal da'atosho Moshe la'asod milchama shelo b'reshut. Elo nasa Moshe kavachomer ba'atzmo. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Moshe could draw a kavachomer and use that kavachomer to understand that it's a mitzvah to go to war with Moab. He would say like this, look, the Midianim were only coming now to help Moab, right? But we had to hire Bilam, we had to hire him to go ahead and to curse Yisrael. And nonetheless, Omra Torah Tzroret HaMidyanim, V'kitam Otam, so the Moabim, it's all their fault. They started off, they hired Bilam, they were the ones who made this war happen. So they're the source of the whole business. So Lokosha came, if I was told to be Tzorer at the beginning, Alachat Kamav V'Kabai should be Tzorer at the Moavim. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, that ain't the way it is. Lo kishata da'atchal tal da'ati, I don't think the way you're thinking. Why? Because Shtei Predo Tovog Eishin Lo Tzibir. There are two very important little birdies that we're going to get out of these nations, Amu and Moab. One of them is Ruta Moaviyah, and the other is Naama Amonit. So now he says, think about this. Because these two women, Rut and Naama, Naama the mother of Rachama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzil Shtei Umot Gnolot. Millions of people were saved because somewhere down the line something good would come of them. If your daughter was worth anything, you think that God wouldn't have saved her? She obviously wasn't worth saving. Because the whole country was saved. So Bital Shal Rebbe and Ksherai, if she didn't even worth something, Ruia let Sapim and Adavar Tov, if anything good would ever come out of her at all through history, so certainly she would have been saved. So apparently she wasn't worth anything. So Alakat Kamavi Kamada Avichaya. See, you could say she wasn't worth anything. She already finished her Tafkid, she finished her Tafkid. So therefore, it's okay if she died. What are you worried about? Yeah, well, this is definitely the other side of the My Heavy Lament. Speaking about that little story of Avon Moab, you should know that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Sachar Kol Biri Afil Sachar Sicha Na'a. Take a look historically, just for a difference in the way something is phrased. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that as an eternal issue, because the Bechira Dekamra Moab, the older daughter called the son Moav and exposed the fact that it was Me'av from her own father. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Al Tatzer et Moav, Al Titgam Mil Milchama. So don't make trouble for Moav, don't make war on Moav. Okay, so Milchama Hu Delo. But certainly on Garia, people, we can certainly use them and demand, you know, take care of our needs, bring us the water, and so on and so forth. But the Tzi'ira, who called her son Ben Ami, as not to expose the relationship of her father directly, over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'kiravta mu b'nei amon al titzurim v'al titgar bam, at all. So that means klal, afilo angaria lo ta'avidbo. You mustn't do even a shibud for them. So that's a tremendous nafkamina. And this is only because of that difference. What else do we see is the difference? So it's al titgar bam, known as by Moab, it's al titgar milchama. But angaria, yes. When it comes to Amon, it's al titgar, period. Don't do anything that makes use of that. V'yomer p'ya baravam Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Le'olam yakdim adam le'dvar mitzvah. A person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, take advantage of it, be the first one in. And we learned that out from the daughters of Lot. Shebishvel laila achat shekad matah v'chira le'tzira. Because the older daughter was the first one to have a child by Lot by one night. And the whole kavana of that was in order to keep the world going, which is the biggest mitzvah. So because of that, kadmata arba dorot l'Yisrael. She came, her descendant was Zocha to be Ayumed and Klal Yisrael for the Malkus four generations before the other ones, Naama. Because you have Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. Whereas the Tzira Ben Ami from Amon, which is Naama Ammonit, she was Adrechavam. V'shem ishenichti v'shem imo Naama Ammonit. So that means that if you're looking at the motherhood of the Malkut, you've got four generations earlier of Rut over Naama for one night's difference in a Dvar Mitzvah. Tana Rabban, getting back to our story. Yeshor she Yisro she Nagach Shor Shalkuti Patur, v'Shalkuti she Nagach Shor she Yisrael, Tam Mishal Chatzin Nezek, Mu'et Mishal Nezek Shalom. You can see how beautifully the Gemara is interwoven our relationship, not only with the Goyim Bechlal, but with the entire nature of the Goyim vis-a-vis Kabbalah Sattara, Goyim vis-a-vis Sheva Mitzvah Neinoya, Goyim vis-a-vis Geirut, and the interrelationship of the Binyan of the Malkus Yisroel through Rut and through Na'ama. All of these unbelievable issues are tied into one sugya in the Mishnah. If you think, where indeed would I find the interrelationship of whom, I say, obviously above a common, the dinim of what the Dalokha is and the social contract with the Yomais. So here you see these nafkaminas in terms of war making, in terms of structuring society, in terms of sakhar, in terms of the godless of a goy. This Isaac of Mitzvah, incredible structure. Okay, so getting back now to that structure, the Shor Yisrael, the Shor Shalkuti Patur, the Shor Kuti Shalakak Shor Yisrael, Tam Mishal Nezik Shalem, Tam Mishal Chatzin Nezik, Kabut Mishal Nezik Shalem. So here we have now an extension of the Dinim of the Mishnah, except that here we're talking about Kuti. Now Kuti is not quite a goy. And because it's not quite a guy, remember we have a machloket in the Gemara elsewhere about whether kutim gerei emet or kutim are gerei arayot. Meaning, do we look at them as only being gerei because the lions, arayot with an olive, scared them into becoming gerim, but that's not real gerut? Or do we say, it's true that they were scared into becoming gerim, it says the fair in the passing, but they later on were megayer b'lev shalem. In which case, they're gerei emet. So learns Tosfos the machloket. So now the Tanakhama obviously does not put them in the same category of Nochrim. Because if he did, then the din would be that in Yisrael, there is no gap, Shor Shal Kuti, is not only that is potter, but that a Kuti should be B'Shalim, Nezek Shalim, on anything that he does. Here we have a strange hybrid. Yisrael, who damages a Shor Shal Kuti, is potter. Okay, that may be a Knas. Maybe we want to treat them in certain ways like Goyim, but clearly they're not Goyim because they have the din of Tam. So Tam is B'Shalim Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, says, no. Same halacha as Nochrim, Shor Sheyisro, Shnagah Shor Shokuti Patur, Shokuti Shnagah Shor Sheyisro, Ben Tam, Ben Gud, Mishal Nezek Shalom. In other words, as the Gemara, you're telling me, L'meimer D'Savar Rabbi Meir, Kutim Gere Arayotin. In other words, you're saying here, he says, we treat them to Nochrim L'Kol Davar. The problem is that is not Rabbi Meir's Shita. In fact, Rabbi Meir's Shita is that the Kutim are Gere Emetim. So how do you explain this? Where do we see that? Ramini. Where we see that is that the issue of the dinim of ktamim. The dinim of ktamim, the Rabbanu Margoza, that blood that's found on underwear or something, is considered to be tamei by Yisrael, even though me'ikar adin, only blood that's yotzi ba'argash is part of nidais is betamei. But they made a takana that ktamim or tamim. This is only for a Yisrael, a non-Jew. There's no din of ktamim at all. So now the question is, if we could determine whether the ktamim of kutim are considered to be metamim, so then we would know whether you hold that Goyim, that the Kutim are Goyim or Israeli, right?
Didn't do that all the time?
No. other than the fact that the Rabbanim are attacking, that they're ever, that they're all Isurim, including Nida, Zava, Erchis, the whole works. But as far as the Ikar Halacha is, it's you know, primates. They have menses, but you know, just part of the primate. So over there we find like this: Kol haktamim aboy mirekem tohrim, Rabbi Yehuda matan may be p'nei she'im gerim v'toim. So first of all, the town of Rekem, we already saw the issues before in Kiddushin about Rekem. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, everybody there is actually Jewish, they just don't know it. So they've forgotten that they're Jewish. They've gotten so far away. They were Gerim at one time, and they're Tohim, and therefore they can't lose their Din of Yisrael, and their Ketamim are actually coming, not Tohar. Now, if we know that the Ketamim come from regular Nochrim, Mibena Nochrim, Torim, Mibena Yisrael, Mibena Kutim, Rabbi Meir Metame, V'chachamim Metaharim Shelo Nechshedu Al Kitmehem, meaning that both the Nochrim, both the Yisraelim and the Kutim have a din of Ketamim, so therefore Rabbi Meir is Metame, and even if it's Mibena, which means that we find Ketamim Behefker, Jewish people are not choshesh to leave Ketamim in a place where they would be Metame Tyrus. So if you find somebody who throws out a Ketam, it's obviously not a Jew by definition, therefore you don't have to worry about it. So that means that the Chachomim say that, look, Yisrael, which includes Kutim, are not Nechshav on Kitmeim. So that means that Rabbi Meir is saying, Kutim, if you know for a fact that this comes from a Kuti, and you're choshesh that the Kuti is not Zohir on the Ketam, meaning Zohir on making sure it's not Matami Tyres, it's going to be Matami. So clearly Rabbi Meir wants it Kuti Megeri and Mete. Rabbi Avu, he does. You know what? It's just that Rabbi Meir holds that we treat them like goyim, but it's not that they're goyim. So when it comes to the dinim of mamayim, says Rabbi Meir, look, you have to give them a knas, not only that Yisrael that damages them is potter, but to treat them like goyim across the board, and that if they damage Yisrael, they're going to pay nezek shalom. Why? Knas shekanas Rabbi Meir b'mamonam, shelo yitamu ubahem. We don't want people intermarrying with the kutim. And these halakas were halakas that went through a lot, a very long history where they attempted to be geizer on Kutim Barchunas, and various collections of Midrashim go through the whole stories in detail about how many attempts there were to separate Yisrael from Kutim. It was only in later generations that they were able to be geizer on the Tekakum or Koldova, and traditionally the Takanas were not accepted. So Rabbi Meir basically gave them a knas. He was afraid that people would intermarry with them. And since Lamaisa, they were of the Avodah Zarah, and they were people that you didn't want to be part of. So we treat them as if they're nocher. Moshe Rabbi Zera ve'elu na'arot sheyesh lehem knas, habo al hamamzeret ve'al hanetina ve'al hakutit. Woo! Here it says, if you rape a kutit, you pay the regular knas, 50 shekel. Or if you seduce a kutit, yisakadai v'knas. I mean, does this make sense? If you held that konas or gemer b'mamonam, so why is he going to have you pay a knas? I thought we don't pay kutim. You should say, but people are going to say, oh, if I'm paying a knas, it must be they're real Jews. We can marry into them. Kidei shelo yitamu ben. So why should we pay them a knas? Om Rabbi, look, I mean, that's kidei shelo yechote niskar. I mean, what are you going to say? Don't pay them a knas. You know, go have fun. You don't have to pay. I mean, so then they pay people to do aveir and say, okay, so now we have a takona that I don't have to pay if I rape a kutis. That's ridiculous. Certainly, I can make life easier for a rapist. Okay, so that we don't want to do. Says the Gemara, why can't you make the knas but not pay it to the kuti? I mean, so give it to the poor. He won't be niska. The rapist will still pay, but he'll donate it to charity. That way, everybody will say, well, obviously, you know, this is for the rape, but it's not for the woman. I mean, so then we'll understand that the kutim are not like everybody else. So just give it to the poor. Omer of Mori, it doesn't help to give to the poor because it ain't going to get there. Because it's mamon she'en lo tov'im. The only way that things get done is because somebody cares about it. So even if you say, give it to the poor, and Bezdin will be able to collect it. So this points out, this is Bezdin yadam shalaniyim, we said before. That's all very nice. But it's not the equivalent of being a toveya. Toveya means somebody's got to go out and find the witnesses and see to it that it's brought to court. Who's going to do that? So if somebody has an interest in doing that, in this case the father, fine. And the father doesn't have any interest, so who's going to go out and look around and find the witnesses and so on and so on? A public prosecutor. So the Mela, it's not one game. A far more realistic vision of things than one would on his own
Shor shall Yisrael shall head Yotchenagach Shor shall Agdash or shall Agdash Shenagach Leshor shall Yot Patur Shem Shor Reiyo Velo Shor shall Agdash Shor shall Yisrael Shenagach Leshor shall Knani Patur shall Knani Shenagach Leshor shall Yisrael Ben Tam Ben Mun Misham Dezik Shalim Matnitin the Loker of Shemim and Asya the Tanya Shor shall Ad Yotchenagach Shor shall Agdash shall Agdash Shenagach Shor shall Yot Patur Shem Shor Reiyo Velo Shor shall Agdash Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Shor shall Agdash Shenagach Shor shall Adiot Patur, but shall Adiot Shenagach Shor shall Agdash Ben Tam Ben Mun Misham Dezik Shalim Amri Microsoft Rib Shimon. Ire Eu Dafka, Philo Shaladish and Agash Shalagish Lipater. Ire Eu Lav Dafka, Philo Dagish and Amiki Naga de Edit Lahaye. The Heat, Emily Olam Kasava Reu Dafka, Umi Edit Ginogak to Agash, at least we should make a cover Homer. Had a time in the Behind Shukamai to Limit Kava Homer that Yod Mahad Yod Shinogak Shalad Yod Kayev. Ginogak the Agash Lokosh gained the Mahayev. Even if that would be true, it would be Diol of Omin Adin Liotki Nadon, Mala Alan Tam Katsinezek, Okanami Naratsinezek. Elam Resh Lakish, no, it starts the other direction. I'm calling you Bechlan Nezek Sholim. Now, Kishperet Lecha Katuv Reyehu Gabitam, it comes to tell me that Reyehu, who the Tam Misham Chatzinezek? Bechlan the Hegdish, Bein Tam Umud Misham Nezek Sholim. Because if you're telling me that it's meant to be a Ptur, so then say the Ptur by Muad. In Ken Yechlev Kolai Reyehu Gabi Muad, we say even a Muad is Potter. Shor shall Yisrael Mishnogach Shor shall Knani Patur. Amr Mamonim Shav. Ireyu Dafka. So then the Nochri Kinogach the Yisrael Nami Lipater. Ireyu Lav Dafka. Afil the Yisrael Kinogach the Nochri also Nechayev. Amr Rebbe Abu Amr Kro Amad Vimoded Eretz Ra'av Ayater Goyim Ra'av Sheva Mitzvot Shekiblu Aleihem Adi Noach Kimon Shlokimum Amad Vitir Mamonim LiYisrael Rebbe Yochanan Rebbe Yocha. Hofia mi har paran, mi paran hofia mamonam li Yisrael. Tanya mi, okay? Shor shor Yisrael shenagach shor shor knani patur. Shor shor knani shenagach shor shor Yisrael. Ben tam ben mur misham nezik sholem. Shemar amad ve'emod ederetz ro'ava yater goyim. Ve'omer hofia mi har paran. Mai ve'omer. Chit ema hay amad ve'emod ederetz v'boi lay lelik remasak rev Yosef. Tashma hofia mi har paran, mi paran hofia mamonam li Yisrael. Maider of Mas, the Amr Mas, Omer, be Mother Earth, Rabbi Yater Goyim, Mara Arash, and the Mitzvah should stop on the Menin of Velokimum, Omad, be Galautam Yalan Batab. Where do you see the Lashon of Vayater is a Lishon of Galut? Because Ktivaka Vayater Goyim of Ktivatam, Lin Nater Baal Marz, where the Targum says, Le Kaptabon Al Ara. And Rav Yosef Joshua was, the Omer of Yezer Madve, Mother Earth, Rabbi Yater Goyim, Mara Arash, and the Mitzvah keep alive, Menin of Velokimum. Amad vihitir anle. What? It gura yitkar. Kebatiru choten iskar. Ombar barber, the Ravina lomar, shafilo mekamim otarei mekablim alayim sachar. No, no sachar. Vatanya, Rabbi Meir, or Minay, shafilo nochri viyasek betorashu kukohen gadol. Talmud lomar, asher yase otam ha'adam lechai behem. Note that doesn't say kohen will be in Yisrael, but no emar. Ela adam, lomar, shafilo nochri viyasek betorashu kukohen gadol. Amri, we don't mean no sachar. We mean mekablim alayim sachar kebetsuve viyosek. Ela kamishay no mitzvah v'yosei. Don't remember chanina gadol mitzvah v'yosei yoterim mishay no mitzvah v'yosei. Tanu rabbanan. Kvar shalka malchud romi shnei sardiyotot etzachach meYisrael lindunu toratchem. Karu, shanu, shoshu. Bishat p'tiratan omru lehem. Okay, it all adds up. Tigdak lebechot toratchem ve'metu chutz midover zeh shatem omrim. Shor shor yisro shanag shor shor knani patur shor knani shor 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 yisro ben tam ben mur b'shan zeh shalik. But nonetheless, there was in on the Madimot on the Machut. From Bar Yehuda, Shrivele Bart. Omele Rabbanan Lula, Kom Nezon and Achmem. What, you crazy? I'm going to go with these guys in the Chmata, the Bavloid. Gidufu the Amri. My of Shalom Eva. You know, of Shalom Eva and Avde. Other Lula Kudegabe Omele Lai. Vayomere Shemi Lai. Al tatzarat Muhammad did come with him. What do you think? Allah that Toshim Hashem Azom Mechabah Belo Rishut. El Nasa Moshe Kav Chom Rabbi Atzbo VeOmar Mam Midyanim Shelo Bo El Lazarat Muhav Amra Torah Sror Et Midyanim Yikitei Botam Muavim Atzmam Lo Kol Shekin Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu No Keshata Dat Chal Ta Dati Shtei Predot Tovot Yesh Lo Tzimi Amru Tabo Aviyavina Amaha Amonit. V'halo dvarim kavachomer, uma bishvil shtei predot tovot chas hakadosh baruch hu shtei umot gdolot velo yichrivan. Bitosh Rebbe, im ksherahi v'ruyai letzet mimena dover tov at one point or another, so she would have lived. Alachat kamah v'kamah d'avichaya.
Omri b'chia barav, omri b'yochan, nina kadosh baruch, mekapech sachar ko biria, filo sachar sicha nadi ilo b'chira, dekamra mo'av, amala kadosh baruch, ulo moshe, al tatsar et mo'av, al titgar ba milchama, milchama, I don't know, I don't know, hoin gari avi, but where's the tzira? Dekamra ben ami, amala kadosh baruch, ulo moshe, gafta ben amala tatsurein, ve al titgar ba, not only lo milchama, al titgar ba for anything. Afilo an gari lo tavi bu. V'yom reb chia barav, omri b'yishu ben korcho li olam yakdim adam ledvar mitzvah shebishvil laila, שקדמתה בחירה לצעירה, קדמתה ארבע דורות לישראל. עובד, ישי, דוד ושלמה. ואילו צעירה עד רחבם, דכתיב השם אמו, נעמה העמונית, תנו רבונן. שור של ישראל שנגע שור של קוטי פטור, ושל קוטי שנגע שור של ישראל, תם משלם חצי נזק מודו בשלם נזק שלם. So it's like halfway between נוכרי ישראל. רבי מאיר אומר, שור של ישראל שנגע שור של קוטי פטור, ושלקותי שנגח שור של ישראל בין תם בין מון, משם נזק שלם. למימר לסבר רבי מאיר קוטים גרי הריות אין. ורמיני כל הקטמים הבאים מרקם תורים רבי יהודה מתם מבני שם גרים וטועים. מבין הנוכרים תורים, מבין ישראל, מבין הקוטי, רבי מאיר מתמי, because the קוטים are not careful about hiding their קטמים, וכחומים מתארים שלא נחשדו הקטמיהם, even the קוטים. So עמק הסבר רבי מאיר קוטים גרי אמתם, עמר רבי אבו כנסו, שכנס רבי מאיר בממונם שלא יתמעו בהן. מרטיב רבי זירה, ואלו נערות שיש להם כנס בלם וזירה זאתין ומלה קוטית, איסה כדאי לכנס רבי מאיר בממונם, צורכי נעמי נקנוש כדי שלא יתמעו בהן. אמר הבאי, כדי שלא יחותי נזכר. So if that's the case, just give it to the poor. אמר המורים משום דעת במומן שאלות טובים.